Hard to earn even a buck.
Hey, mister, you want to buy some lemonade?
Scram! Nice try, kid. If it's that hard to make a quick buck, how hard must it be to make a quick 50 bucks?
All right, we're going to infiltrate here, here, and here, and the diamond will be ours.
Or maybe.
So you're sure you want to sell your kidneys?
Absolutely.
All right.
Or you could simply refer a friend to Thumb Cellular. That's right, at Thumb Cellular, it pays to refer a friend. When your friend switches to Thumb Cellular, you'll earn $50 off your next bill, and your friend will get $50 off too. That's $50 for you and $50 for a friend you refer to Thumb Cellular. See Thumb Cellular's offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms of service apply. That's Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. You love Thumb Cellular.
Sarah and Misty say there's still time to
make that New Year's resolution a reality with Ubbly Family Fitness. Ubbly Family Fitness has cardio and strength machines, a tanner, and an infrared sauna. Choose from a variety of membership plans with special rates for students and seniors. Access 24/7.
In addition to all of the gym features, Ubbly Family Fitness also offers a wide variety of workout classes taught by me, Sarah Franzel.
And me, Misty Perrell.
Classes include Zumba, Pyo, Turbo Kick, and Total Body Burn.
For more details, call Ubbly Family Fitness at 989-658-8510 or visit ublyfamilyfitness.com.
Tonight's broadcast being powered by the blazing speed of Thumb Cellular's 4G LTE network. The talk of the thumb. Make the switch today. Mark Ramsey and John Mooney from Deckerville, Michigan, as the Ubbly Bearcats continue their ways through the schedule. Nearly through January, on to February in just a short 4 days. And then on to March Madness before we know it. Before I forget, I'd like to mention going on this Saturday in Port Hope, Michigan. It's the Port Hope Blue Star Legends Alumni Basketball Game. Doors open at 5 p.m. and the women's game starts at 6 p.m. in the Port Hope Gymnasium on Portland Street in beautiful downtown Port Hope. For those who are not familiar with this going on, it's going on Saturday, and it's the girls' game and then the boys' game after, I should say, women and men now. But it is odd years of graduation versus the even years of graduation all the way through, and they have 57 players lined up between the two games. So it should be a good time.
To me, that'd be a great game to watch, and you can always couple it with a hamburger at Port Hope.
And, of course, yours truly, Clark Ramsey, will be there. I'll be on the microphone. They drafted me into service. Concessions are available, and proceeds all go to the Friends of the Port Hope Depot. Port Hope has been in the process of renovating the old train depot, and it's coming along well, but they need your help. And come out and support the Port Hope Blue Star Alumni Legends basketball game going on this Saturday, January 31st. Girls' game starts at 6, men's immediately following, and doors open at 5 p.m. on Saturday, January 31st. The Deckerville Eagles host tonight in their 4-5 overall, but they are 1-2 in league play, sitting in third place in the NCTL, two games back from Peck and three games back from Kingston. This season, Deckerville has been seen moderate to well success. The Eagles score on average 49.1 points per contest, while they allow their opponents to tally 45.1 a game. So according to the numbers, the Eagles have a 4-point advantage overall, 49-45. At home, Deckerville is only 1-2. For whatever reason, their lowest point accumulations come when they are on their home court. Of the three games in Deckerville, Eagles score only 41 2/3 of a point. The visitors at Deville, they score 42 1/3 of a point. So at home, the averages are nearly even, though. 41.6 to 42.3, negative 7/10 of a point for the Eagles that fly. Now, John Mooney, why don't you tell us about the roster of the Deckerville Eagles?
First of all, that sounds like a close game, doesn't it? Coach Adam Klee's Deckerville Eagles, they utilize a balanced inside-outside attack. They have the luxury of a 6'6" senior center, Nathan Spatzel. He anchors the inside and also has the potential to score big. Depends on how much room he has.
Eagle guards Keegan Bowerman, Kurt Fritsch, and Dylan Petullo, they give defenses fits with their tray sniping. I think the number one thing that the Deckerville Eagles are going to need to do tonight is take care of the ball. That is the most important task.
Well, the Eagles' tails thus far, Deckerville has scored as many as 67 in a game, but then as few as 30 in this season. They sit at 4-5 for the year with victories over Owen Gage, Mayville, CPS in their last game, which was against Mayville back on Friday, winning by 27, 57-30 on the road. Tonight they'll try and continue that momentum against a Class C school. They're currently on that one-game win streak, although having four victories, the Deckerville Eagles have not been able to string two wins together. They typically are losing two games after a victory. Tonight starts a five-game homestand. Sounds like baseball suddenly, all the way until February 10th. You're listening to the WLDW Sports Network. Time for a quick break. We are 90 seconds away from tipping off from Deckerville, Michigan. It's the LD Bearcats at Deckerville on the WLEW Sports Network.
From the premier truck dealer in the thumb, Graf, Chevrolet, Buick, and Sandusky, here's Keith, Brandon, and Sam.
It's the end of January, and that only means one thing to us Chevy guys. The North American Auto Show is here, and with that comes huge savings on our pickups.
That's right, boss. If you qualify for GM employee pricing, you can save over $12,500 on select 2014 Silverado trucks.
Save over $12,500? Wow, that's incredible.
You've got that right, but time is running out. Our 2014 inventory is almost gone, so you better hurry in to save big. With a GM and package discount, trade allowance, and auto show bonus cash, the savings add up to over
$12,500. $12,500?
Yep, just another reason why Graf Chevrolet Buick and Sandusky is the premier truck dealer of the thumb. Stop in and get your new Silverado today.
$12,500? Wow!
Graf family, we're making friends.
John, Mark, and Michelle of the Schmigelski Funeral Homes in Ubley and Minden City welcome you to tonight's game. John's family has served grieving families with compassion for over 100 years. Place your trust in John and Mark if you wish to pre-plan a funeral or purchase a monument. Please call your caring professional funeral directors, John and Mark, at 989-658-8501. John, Mark, and Michelle hope you enjoyed the game and wish you a happy and healthy new year.
Hi, this is Dale Stone from Stone Insurance in Deckerville. As a farmer, nothing compares to the sense of pride you feel when you first head outside in the morning. In this moment, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. It doesn't matter if the guy down the road has the same insurance you do. What matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered.
Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call Stone Insurance Agency in Deckerville today, 810-376-2915.
It's now time on WLAW Sports for the Crystal Ball Forecast, presented by Clark Ramsey Productions. Transform your business with immediate projects by the hands of Clark Ramsey Productions. John Mooney, your thoughts and prediction from tonight's game.
Well, I'll tell you what, like I said, close game and everything, but I've just got a feeling, and I'm going to go with it. I'm going to say Ubley by 5.
I'm going to say Deckerville by 4.
Ah, we have a difference of opinion.
We're finding out our starting lineups right now. It looks like for Deckerville, number 32, Colton Palmer, a junior, is starting. Number 12, senior, Keegan Bowerman. Number 14, is another senior, Dylan Petullo. Number 24, senior, Kurt Fritsch. And number 53, the big man, a senior, Nathan Spatzel. For the Ubley Bearcats, we have number 54. He's a sophomore, 6'4", Aaron Klama. Number 10, 5'9", senior, Kurt Kaboski. Number 12, 6' junior, Jeffrey Wright. Number 20, a 6'1", senior, Daniel Mirop. And I do not know the last starter there for Ubley, but I'm going to go out and get a limb and say
Jonathan
Bisher, number 32, a 6'2", senior. All set to go here. Both teams in their final huddle. 8 minutes are on the clock, and we're ready to start on the WLEW Sports Network, Ubley at Deckerville in a